Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of February 10th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. We're looking for our February patrons, so if you aren't a patron and you're listening to this and want to support the content, go to patreon.com/thegamersin. Again, if you're not a patron, you're already there because that's the only way to listen to this if you're not a patron. We do appreciate folks who do check out all our content. But if you want to throw a dollar in an episode, you become our patron of the month, and we'll give you a shout-out on this here show as well as our main show. But without further ado, let's get into it. Gamers In, we're recording Tuesdays still, so I'm recording as of this recording. We'll be recording one day from now. Anyways, that's not really the point. The main point is, I'm curious, Warcraft 3 Reforged, how's it going? Are you still playing? It's been about another week. Blizzard was out there talking about it on their earnings call, saying like, hey, it's been a rough week. We stand by our products, yada, yada. So I don't know what that means. I don't think it means we get what I wanted, which was the recut cutscenes. That's my reminder telling me to record this Patreon mini. I just muted that. So, I mean, full disclosure, if it comes up on the show, we'll talk about it on the show. We spent a good chunk of the last episode talking about Warcraft 3 Forged. I'm not ashamed to admit, I refunded it. I refunded Warcraft 3 Reforged. I thought a lot about it since our conversation. I bear no ill will to those who are enjoying it. I think it's great that they're enjoying it. But I looked at the amount of time I have to play games and my love of Warcraft 3. I love Warcraft 3, but I can't sit and play that game again as a straight remaster. Like it was not enough for me. Like I enjoy Warcraft 3, but not to the point that I want to play the game kind of just with a spit shine polish. The polish they've applied is great. It looks great for a game that was made in 2002, right? And then remastered. But for me, I just felt like I was never going to get the value out of it. I was never going to get the $40, and I was really bummed about the cutscene changes that they decided not to do, and the story changes that they decided not to do. It just felt like too little for what me, Ryan, was looking forward to as a gamer. And I mean, I'm bummed. I'm disappointed. We talked a lot about it last week. I don't necessarily want to fill this show and this week's Gamers In with more Warcraft 3 Reforged disappointment, because I know there are people out there that are enjoying it. But for me, it came down to the fact that I anticipated playing this game again based on the fact that it was going to be a renewed experience, not the same experience. So that was kind of where I stood. I refunded it. Will I pick it back up when it's on sale, or when some decent changes have been made, or Blizzard actually starts to respond in a way that doesn't feel like it's our fault, not theirs? We'll go back to it. I'll look at it again for sure. I did not buy StarCraft Remastered, and I like the original StarCraft, but I don't necessarily need to play it again with just a polish on it, you know? And that game's gone on sale half price, and I still haven't picked it up. It comes down to time, and it comes down to, if I want another $40 experience, do I play Warcraft 3 Reforged again, or do I look at picking up the DLC for Fire Emblem Three Houses? Get back to that in a little bit. But as for what we are playing, right after recording, or at some point after we record, or after I record this, Jocelyn and I are going to check out Zombie Army 4. I put in a request for two codes, and as you know, I do a zombie podcast. My co-host, not a big fan of Epic Game Store, and also he's in a recovery mode where he's not able to access his office. He hurt himself. Lou broke his femur. And he's doing much better now, and he's recovering, but it's harder for him to get into his office still, which is in the basement. So he said, hey, maybe let Jocelyn check this out. So Jocelyn and I are going to be playing Zombie Army 4, the co-op campaign, maybe check out some Horde mode, and then we're going to talk about it on this week's show. I think I think this will be really interesting because I don't know if Jocelyn's played any of the Zombie Army games. I've played a little bit of all of them, including the game they're a spin-off of, Sniper Elite. Played a little bit of that as well. They're well known for their X-ray slow-mo sniper shots. So I played a little bit of it. It feels very much like the, you know, schlocky horror zombie stuff that you experienced in Call of Duty Zombies. So yeah, really looking forward to playing that. There is a campaign co-op. We're playing on PC, which is exclusive to the Epic Game Store, but it is also on Xbox and PS4, so you can check it out there if you want. As for the news, like I said, we've been really kicking it with news, and I don't know what it is about 2020, but just there's always some interesting story to dive into. And for me, those two stories are the fact that Diablo has a new content boss, a new overseer of the franchise, which is Rod Ferguson, aka the Fixer. His name may sound familiar because he worked on the Gears franchise. He was brought on to Gears when the Coalition was created under Microsoft to create new Gears of War games after they left Epic. And Gears 4 and 5 are and their quality are thanks to Rod Ferguson and his leadership at the Coalition. And you may remember Rod Ferguson as someone who was mentioned during the later days of BioShock Infinite. He was brought in to quote unquote fix up and finish and get it out the door, BioShock Infinite, which had had a crazy amount of dev time. So yeah, we're going to talk about that. You know, Jocelyn and I both, you know, have knowledge of the Diablo franchise. I've got a pretty good understanding of what Rod Ferguson had done for, you know, Gears of War previously in the first trilogy and then in the new trilogy. And also, both Jocelyn and I are very familiar with BioShock Infinite. We love that game. And this will be interesting to see what he brings to Diablo. Some are saying this might mean Diablo is coming out this year. And that they brought him in to literally take Diablo across the finish line. I find that very hard to believe, but if anyone can do it, it's Rod Ferguson. Other than that, there's a new Apple TV show out. We talked about it a little bit on the Gamers Inn, I think, earlier this year. It's by the guys behind Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and it's called Raven Quest. Gosh, now I'm skipping on the name. I have it here. Wait. Yeah, no, sorry. Mythic Quest: Raven's Banquet. I haven't watched an episode, although I've been meaning to. I want to watch at least one episode so we can talk a little bit about it on the show. It's a Apple TV Plus show that is a comedy, and think of it from what I've gathered from the trailer. Think of The Office, but in a video game development company. Ubisoft is a big part of the show. They have provided all the visuals for the video game, the in-show video game, and they also provided, you know, creative input on what a game development studio is and how stuff like how certain things would work and, you know, that sort of thing. So I'm gonna check that out. If I have time to check it out before the show tomorrow, I'll certainly talk about it, but might save it for next week. Moving into Summoner's Call. With the Fae channel behind us, Game Club returns, and as I mentioned earlier, we have some Three Houses DLC to chat about. I personally have not purchased the expansion pass because I felt like the first three waves of DLC were, they didn't quite support the way I wanted to revisit Three Houses. As you probably are aware, Three Houses has three and a half distinct paths. Three distinct paths to start out the game in part one, and then four different paths in the second part of the game. I'm not going to get into details just to avoid spoilers here, but essentially, most of the DLC just added like little sprinkles of extra content to enjoy throughout throughout the game. But Wave 4 is introducing a new side story that will allow you to pick that up into the rest of the game. So I'm excited to play Wave 4 at least through, you know, the main part to experience the side story. The expansion pass, I think, is like $30 Canadian. So, I mean, that's decent. We'll see how big this expansion is, or this story, side story. But it seems to be promising some really interesting things, a whole new house, whole new area to explore. What sounds like a new part one, or at least a good chunk of part one, as you explore and adventure around the abyss, and also new classes, new characters to, you know, engage with and sort of bring into your main game. So yeah, sounds interesting. I'll check it out for sure. And I do want to check out the rest of the DLC, so I figure this is a good chance for me to just do it all in one fell swoop. So looking forward to that. As for upcoming games this month, you've already had Zombie Army 4, as I mentioned, that came out February 4th. Yakuza 5, thanks to Jim for the correction. Yakuza 5 is a PS3 port to PlayStation 4, just a straight port, no remaster there. That one's out tomorrow on the 11th. Street Fighter 5 Champion Edition on PS4 and PC on the 14th. Darksiders Genesis on console, February 14th. Dreams, finally coming out of beta on the 14th as well on PS4. Two Point Hospital, the console edition, coming to February 25th. PS4, Xbox One, and Switch. One Punch Man, a hero nobody knows. PS4, Xbox One, and PC on the 28th. And finally, Romance of the Three Kingdoms 14 to PS4 and PC. That's on the 28th as well. All right, that's going to do it. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.